Cincinnati Camerata goes way back. This is your third or fourth year
directing
with the
group.
Camerata. Christian Miller started it. How far back was that?
Well, the group goes back over 20 years. So they've been a long-standing member of the choral community in Cincinnati. Wonderful chamber choir doing repertoire from Renaissance all the way up to new music. And one of the highlights of the group is the fact that we've held an annual composition contest every year. And the winner gets a cash prize, but they also get the piece premiered by the Camerata. So they've been wonderful advocates for music written in the 20th and 21st centuries.
You're at it again next Sunday with a concert. Tell us about what's on the program.
Yeah, this is a wonderful, exciting collaboration between the Camerata and the Cincinnati Bach Ensemble. And it doesn't necessarily seem to be a logical connection, because the piece that we're doing is the regional premiere of, I think, the culmination of the compositions of Arvo Pärt. It's Passio. It's a setting of the Passion text according to St. John, a 70-minute piece setting the Latin text for soloists, chorus, and small instrumental ensemble. So we're joining forces with the Cincinnati Bach Ensemble to do the regional premiere of this wonderful piece.
Arvo Pärt's work, a lot of it anyway, has that real ethereal sort of sound to it. Does this fit into that?
It does. It's really, I think, maybe the best large-scale representation of his style. And he does some interesting things. The role of the evangelist, which in a Bach Passion would be done by one singer usually, is actually given to a quartet of singers that sing together, sometimes apart. And as you listen to the piece, you kind of become absorbed into its sound, and it's like time is suspended for the 70 minutes that you're in it. It's a wonderful, it has a timeless sense to it. And the fact that he can sustain it over such a long time is really remarkable. If you can come and just, you can let yourself be absorbed into the piece. And it's a wonderful spiritual experience.
And tell us about the venue. It's a beautiful spot for music, isn't it?
It is. We are performing at St. Thomas Episcopal Church, actually in their parish hall, which is a wonderful, flexible space. Also, one of our members, who is quite a fine visual artist, will be providing visual slides to accompany the piece as well. So there'll be lots of different elements for people to become involved with, interact with.
Now, why the switch from the church to the parish hall for this? To accommodate more?
To accommodate a larger audience, and also for that type of piece, it just seemed to be the right venue. We can move things around a bit more spatially. It has a slightly more resonant acoustic even than the sanctuary space. And just with the nature of the piece and the fact that we are going to have a visual element, it seemed to be a good fit. And it also could fit more people. So,
concert is next Sunday. What time do you get underway?
7 p.m.
At St. Thomas Episcopal out in Terrace Park.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Always good getting back with you.
Thanks, Brian.
Dr. Brett Scott, he'll be leading Cincinnati Camerata next Sunday, St. Thomas Episcopal in Terrace Park. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.